So I'm here, sorry. Patrick Shannon's on from Google. So Google, Patrick, you just saw Bill and Tim O'Reilly talk at Mix. What do you think?
I thought it was really fun, especially when Tim asked about the Netscape story. And I used to be part of Netscape. So when Bill said, they just shot themselves in the foot, that made me laugh quite a lot. Uh-huh. A little bit bitter, though.
Yeah, I can understand. Did you see anything particularly interesting, anything you weren't expecting to see?
No, it was kind of really expected. I was hoping to hear more about what Microsoft is planning in the matter of ads. I hope there will be more during the conference.
Yeah, I do believe that there is a MSN Ad Center breakout session.
Oh, excellent. So I think I'll go to this one.
That would make sense for you, I would think.
Yeah.
And what do you do at Google?
I'm the evangelist for the AdWords API.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get developers to push some more ads into our system using APIs. So I was kind of curious to see what Ad Center had in terms of APIs.
So we're continuing on with Patrick. Patrick, you were at eTech?
Yeah, so I was at eTech last week, and one of the things that interested me, and Bill talked about it during this talk here, is all the RSS extension that Microsoft has been doing recently. I have a personal interest in RSS because I'm the founder of an open source library in the Java world to process RSS, and I tried to evangelize that when I was at Sun.
Uh-huh.
And so seeing Microsoft do all the moves and put that right into the platform in Vista, I found that really interesting because that was the kind of stuff I was trying to do at Sun a few years ago.
I understand.
So I found that really smart.
And I believe there's a lot of not only RSS support, but I believe there's some RSS functionality accessible via IE7 as well.
So the IE7 is today, it's kind of a knockoff of what Safari, the Apple browser, had been doing 1 year ago. What interests me much more is the fact that now the infrastructure to process RSS is embedded into Windows. So many kind of application providers are going to be able to take advantage of that when they're running on Windows.
Right.
And I hope to see some open source reaction to that, having the same kind of functionality built into Linux or something like that.
Well, that would certainly be interesting. There's also a breakout session about RSS, I know, coming up here as well.
And so
it sounds like one you ought to go to as well.
Another thing that interested me is the extensions. I used to start my career as a Lotus Notes expert.
Ah, okay.
So I have a great admiration for Rayozi. And when I saw that his brother Jack authored this spec, SSE, the extension of RSS that lets you do synchronization, I really recognize the Notes architecture. So I'm really curious to see what kind of apps Microsoft is going to come up with on top of this infrastructure. And I think it's a really great addition to RSS.
Yeah, I definitely know that we're going to be talking about some of that as the Channel 9 podcaster. We did 17 interviews leading up to Mix, and one of them was with Walter Van Kock, who's the RSS main program manager, and he's going to be talking about some of the sort of new, unique things we're doing with RSS within Microsoft.
So that aspect is really very cool. The aspect that I don't like, and I talked with your product manager at eTech about that, is the fact that instead of taking Atom as the rich content model for feeds at the implementation layer, you took RSS 2.0, which obliges you to do all kind of translations when you're processing Atom feeds, for example. And today, I think there's 20 bugs logged for Atom feeds processing. And I used to work with Tim Bray at Sun, one of the guys who worked on the Atom standard. And I really think this is the future of syndication. At Google, we're very bullish for Atom as well. So I really do hope that you kind of fix that kind of bugs.
I'd certainly go to the session and bring that up. You know, I think that RSS does sort of have that same attribute as MP3 does, however, which is, you know, good enough for many people.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be the hard battle to fight. I mean, it's been going on for some time. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, however, I would really have wished that Microsoft put their weight behind Atom. Because as Gates said during his keynote, which is, I really think it's true, the use of feeds is really going to skyrocket in the next few years, and Atom is a much more solid format for that kind of growth.
Well, I would go to Walter's RSS session and ask him about that.
Yeah, sure, I will.
All right, Patrick, thanks very much.
Hey, thanks very much.